This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So hold my hand, I'll walk with you, my dear.
The stars creak, I should sleep, it's keeping me awake.
It's the house telling you to close your eyes.
And some days I can't even trust myself.
It's killing me to see you this way. Cause though the truth may vary, this ship will carry on.
Well, coming up momentarily, I believe Curtis needs a ruling on a douche move. This is Jack from Maine, however. Hello, Jack.
Good morning, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
I had some Celtics comments, but I wanted to give you a quick tidbit first. You guys go back and forth on who the best rock guitarist of all time is. And several years ago, Eric Clapton was interviewed, and they asked him, what does it feel like to be the best rock guitarist of all time? And he answered, I don't know. Ask Prince.
Oh, he said Prince.
That was kind of interesting.
Ooh, I thought you were going to say B.B. King or something.
Ooh, I threw
like
Prince
that.
Up
Prince
there.
Prince is up there. He's absolutely up there.
Yeah.
So on the Celtics. Yeah.
I'm a lifelong Laker fan from California, but I've lived in Maine for 20 years now. The one team in Boston I would never root for was the Celtics, but I am now for the first time. And the reason is that you know, I grew disinterested in the NBA because every game seemed like an all-star game where they played no defense and a two-on-one fast break was an excuse for a three-pointer instead of another pass and a layup. And I love watching the Celtics because they play really good defense. And I know they do a lot of three-pointers, but they really distribute the ball to the open guy really well. They're a really good passing team. It's almost old-school basketball sometimes. They're just a lot of fun to watch. There are some people out there that are Lakers fans that are actually looking at the Celtics and saying,
wow,
they're a damn good team.
Yeah, when you have LeBron on your team, it's tough to root for them.
I would never root for the Lakers.
What do you think? I mean, Curtis has been looking ahead all morning to Golden State, so I think it's okay to look farther ahead than that. If they win this, if they win a title,
Celtics up.
Where do you put Jason Tatum when it comes to the hierarchy NBA wise?
Well, I think he would be like the face of the NBA moving forward. He's the future of the NBA.
Would you put him number one? If you're going to tell me top five NBA superstars,
yep,
end of the season, and Jason Tatum just won a title with the, yep, Celtics, would you put him at number one?
I would. I personally, because, yes, I'm a homer, I would put him number one. And say he would be the guy that I would build my team around. Luckily, he's on my team.
And would you say it was a smart move to get rid of Kyrie Irving?
Well, that's...
He's never going to say that.
It's a different conversation, Curtis. Talking about Tatum right now.
Where would you put him, Curtis?
I don't think he's quite the face of the league because Giannis has an MVP and a title, so I feel like he's still ahead. But when it comes to a singular playoff run, to dispatch Kyrie, KD, Giannis, Butler, Steph Curry, you're talking about, I mean, you can't do it much more. Like, that's almost like Brady in Tampa going through Breeze, Rodgers, Mahomes. But, you know, this is a guy that's, you know, coming into his own out at the end of his career.
And do you become a more attractive destination after you do that?
Oh, I think the Celtics will be a huge destination for other NBA players, knowing that, like, okay, if I hitch my wagon to the Celtics, not just with Tatum, but also with Ime Udoka as the coach, I can now go, like, a guy like Dame Lillard, who's been in the league for a minute, but who's really never had any playoff success, never won a championship, knowing, all right, why not go play for the Celtics?
But it's just so incredible to be here from where we were and to look at this team now on the path. It would be a disappointment if this team did not reach the finals today for me.
Yes.
They should win this series. So they're a better team.
Prior to this, or last series, we were talking about them playing with house money and, mm-hmm. you know, whatever happens in the Bucks series happens. They've over it now. Based on last night, you're saying that it's going to be a disappointment if they don't get to the finals.
Right, because I feel like Monday night, or the game one on Tuesday, is now, I can clearly say, no Horford and tired from the game seven Sunday. Yeah, like, that's a clear occurrence, and that's what happened.
When you look at this team, don't you look at them and go, they should win a championship at least in the next 4, 5, 6 years.
Yes,
right. And it becomes
four, five, six.
Don't you? Is it homer? Is it homerish to say that they're a better team than Miami after these two games?
Yeah, no, I don't think.
I think they are.
Yeah, I don't think they are.
Curtis is right. Like, and Paul Pierce said it the other day on this show. Paul Pierce said that you can't really judge Game One. Never mind not having Smart and Horford, but you also can't judge it coming off Game Seven right away.
Right,
right. But Curtis, I said the next 4 or 5 years, at least one. My expectations is multiple championships with the kind of what we are seeing right now, the way this team is being constructed, multiple championships. And Wick has said on this show that they would be willing to add a third max guy. Who knows who that is? Who knows who could that be? Like, Rudy Gobert wants out of Utah. Imagine if you got a player like him.
He did not treat COVID properly.
Well, right. He exposed.
He was patient zero.
He really, well, you were.
He exposed me, and then I spread it to the entire city of Boston.
Do they have a standings for most COVID tests positive? Is Horford number one?
No, he never tested positive.
No, he had it like three different times.
Who's that, Horford?
Yeah, it was like an errand.
They had to borrow Brad Stevens' nose.
I'm not sure.
Can we get Brad in here? Oh, do you need help with the game plan? No, yeah. I just need to stick this up your nose.
I tell you, the three things I want to know are whether or not the guy in the staircase killed his wife.
Right.
What happened with Malcolm Butler, and how Al Horford was able to return and play last night after being in protocol with a positive COVID test. Those are the three mysteries of life that I want solved.
You know what they need? Remember the Jay Glazer great Fox documentary on Brady's jersey that was stolen?
Yes.
Like, we need that same crew to head to Miami.
This is Charlie from Boston. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, what's going on? Appreciate the call. Great show this morning.
Thank you.
Abolish zoos, Wiggy. We hate zoos. But I really, you know, Tatum, he's fantastic. Like, he's a great player. He really is. But, like, I think, like, half of the success comes with how well they all play together as a team and how good the surrounding pieces are. Like, he's a great player, but there's still a lot of people ahead of him. You got, like even LeBron, Giannis, Kawhi. We always forget about Kawhi. Like, Jokic, Doncic. There's a bunch of better players than him out there still. But he is a star, but he's not. I don't even know if he's top five. I really don't.
Really?
He's
only 24.
Right, and I look at as a superstar because he brought up all those players. You know, like, I look at a guy who can make everybody around him better, which Tatum has proven he can do, and when you need him to put the team on his back, he can do that. Giannis, you've seen Giannis do that before. You're seeing Tatum now doing that. That, to me, puts you in the world of superstar and carry a team. He brought up the Joker, Jokic, in Denver. You should be able to elevate your team. And if Tatum can win a championship at 24 years old, he's clearly on that superstar level of he elevated his team and he was the guy.
I have a question. Speaking of faking tests, you know, like Brad Stevens' nose helping clear Al Horford, which is, we're reporting as fact. I think it's happened. I don't know. Sources. But Wiggy, did you ever use the Wizinator?
No, that was my teammate.
Ontario Smith.
Yes.
So, but you never were tempted?
No. I understood the rules.
Oh, okay.
I knew exactly when you could smoke weed and when you couldn't.
He used it to put cheese on a cracker, actually, one time. That was, this is Bob from New Hampshire. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how you doing, Greg?
What's up?
I wanted to talk to Wiggy. I'm the 85-year-old 8-mile-a-day walker that called a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I just wanted to talk to Wiggy about basketball high school.
Mm-hmm.
Wiggy?
Yep.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing, bud?
What's going on, Bob? How's everything?
It's good. I'm on my 7th mile right now.
There you go, Bob. Keep doing it.
I want to congratulate you on that high school championship.
Appreciate that, Bob. Talented.
But I got you one better. I have two.
Oh, wow. Show off.
Hey, Bob, be careful.
Back in the 50s, huh?
Bob, be careful. What? Curtis is about to call you a diehard walker.
I am.
Bob doesn't.
Back in the 50s, Wiggy.
Okay. What school?
I graduated from Winchester High School.
Okay.
Hey, Bob, was one
of the best athletes to ever come out of Mass.
Bob, was your
you know who that is?
Who was that?
Joe Bellino.
Oh, I love Joe. Yeah. Great athlete.
Bob, was your go-to the double-handed set shot?
It was.
Yeah, I knew it.
I played in the backcourt with Bellino in the old Boston Garden.
Yeah, honestly, you don't see that enough in today's NBA, the double-handed set shot.
The double-handed set shot in the backcourt is actually on the trilogy.
Joe Bellino, two-sport athlete. Yeah. He actually played football and won a Heisman.
By the way, I should do cameos for families honoring lives. Like, I should just totally butcher it.
This is impressive. The Winchester rifle, they called Joe Bellino.
All right, we've lost it.
The
first Naval Academy football player, Belichick would love this guy, to win the Heisman.
All right. Let's get to Shime and what is trending right now.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
It's a Fisher's Island Lemonade Friday. America's craft lemonade canned cocktail must be 21. Enjoy responsibly.
And wellness check on the Bachelorette.
Yep, anybody? We have breaking news. We have a post this morning.
Okay, all right, okay. Good.
It is a picture of a marina with this quote, "It's welcome day."
Oh, it's so, welcome day.
Welcome, one and all.
What does that mean?
So last night was the A-list of her friends. It was Courtney's best friends.
I see. Okay.
And now today the riffraff's arriving, and they're going to the Airbnb.
And is there some part of the video where she's applying some kind of facial cream and getting paid for it
They actually took a boat with Dream Spa Medical to Nantucket.
Oh, they did. Yeah. All right. Over under on Instagram stories, I have it at 50. By the way, that was seconded by none other than Santo, who I shared some time with last night.
Well, you got 12 in the first day, so you're pretty close to on pace.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, tonight should be a big day, because if everybody comes, isn't showing up today.
Yeah, we got to get them arriving on Friday. The ferry.
Nice.
A story.
There's got to be a club they're going to.
Yeah, coordinated outfits. You got to get Louis. You got to get the Louis Vuitton luggage in there. All that stuff.
All the wine you're drinking.
Yeah. All right, Chime. What do we got?
Well, the Celtics dominated the Miami Heat in Game 2 last night, winning 127-102. Tatum, Smart, and Brown all had over 20 points. Smart was a rebound shy of a triple-double. They'll play Game 3 at the Garden tomorrow night. Tip off at 8:30.
Are you disappointed, Greg, that you weren't asked to be a chaperone of sorts at this bachelorette party?
Curtis, I unfortunately my son is graduating.
Well, you can leave Saturday.
I'm unavailable. You have a full. We have dinner. You have to have the.
Well, Andy thought he was going to Miami.
You have to have the dinner on Saturday night.
How long did you book out the Applebee's?
We're going. No, it's Bonanza. We're going to the Bonanza for dinner on Saturday night, and then. After that, we're going to go to Waltham
and the ham.
Say farewell to college and hello to real life.
Where are you watching the game from, the ham?
I don't know, wherever it works.
Where can you watch it from, the Waltham?
And then Brees already
on Moody Street.
Brees already began the move-in process.
Oh,
so,
wow!
Yeah, the two of us, the roomies for the next couple months, should be a little bit interesting to. Should be interesting to see how it goes with the odd couple in
classic
the
TV
seaport.
Show.
Yeah. I was wondering. I don't know if
does this mean there'll be older women
by the way?
No.
By the pool? Is that what you just? I can't.
No, there will be no older woman. Yeah.
Shime, you could keep the Odd Couple. I kind of like the Odd Couple music, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't know what age anybody listening knows.
Yeah,
that show
people are like, what the hell's the Odd Couple?
Bob really appreciates it.
Oh, yeah, Bob knows.
One of his favorite shows.
On his seventh mile.
Bob was 70 when the Odd Couple debuted. but the question I have is this. I was thinking about this yesterday because Brees is moving all his stuff in. He's 22, graduated. Do I have to go, like, grocery shopping? Like I used to go grocery shopping when he was 12 or the... Like, is that on him?
I think most of it's on him.
I don't know.
And really,
I mean,
did you?
I'm always the father. I'm always the parent. Like, do I have to do his laundry?
No, definitely not.
Did you do the laundry or grocery shopping when he was younger?
Of course, I did all that stuff. Okay. I was a house husband and a full time hardworking.
The only house husband who bragged about never changing a diaper.
All right.
Anyway. That place is going to be rocking.
Is this a sports show or is this people talking about their own personal?
Yeah, let's pivot back to the Red Sox. All they right. dominated the Mariners last night 12-6. Trevor Story had himself a three-dinger night. They'll host the Mariners again tonight, first pitch 7:10. Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call of the game right here on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. I have no idea what
that is. Mima when the Hill Boys have that place rocking.
Oh, yeah.
Oof.
We're going to have it rocking.
Because I've hung out with Brees before.
Huh?
Woo!
Wow.
That place is going to be
rocking. Is it going to be rocking?
He can go hard in the paint. He can go hard in the paint.
Well, Tiger Woods is 4 over after his first day at the PGA Championship. Rory McIlroy is your leader at 5 under after day one. Now we go to Curtis in the Weather Center.
All right, I am lost.
Just invite me to the first house party.
You're invited. You're fine. Go ahead.
All right, it's 50 degrees
Wiggy
in Boston.
Wiggy's on one today.
He really is.
I love it.
It was a late arriving one.
No, see, Curtis.
It's time release.
Yeah.
I've hung out with Brees. So I know how Brees gets it in. And I've hung out with Greg. And the two of them together.
Please use different words.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you.
Not leaving much for the imagination.
Nobody
there.
Is safe in the seaport.
Okay. 54 degrees. It's going to be hot this weekend.
Another win for the Sox as they kick off a 4-game series with the Mariners.
The ball game is over. The Red Sox beat the Seattle Mariners 12-6.
Later tonight, it's Sox and Mariners. Pre-game 6:10, first pitch 7:10. With Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming on the call. This is your exclusive home of the Sox.
WEEI.
New England Sports Original.
Original. And streaming on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jaylen Brown drives on Tucker, stops, slides a bit, down to Smart. Smart the runner. Count it and the foul. Bumped by Adebayo, Marcus Smart.
That you was being had. Don't the shit that make you mad. They treat you like a slave.
Game two is all Boston Celtics, and the series on its way back here to the parquet, and it'll be Celtics Heat game three. And this is Lewis, who is on the Cape. What's up, Lewis?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Great.
I was calling about the Jason Tatum topic. I feel like I'd love to see him and Luka get to the championship. I feel like they playing for who's the best under 25 right now, and it's a battle. Like, I still would love to have Jason Tatum over Luka, but that boy look good every day.
Yeah, Luka's tough.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Who would you, right this moment,
right?
Who would you take over Jason Tatum in the NBA? Tell me a player.
It'd be hard to find somebody that is as complete as Jason Tatum. Like, Luka can't play defense. Tatum can. Luka can't rebound like Tatum. So it'd be hard to find somebody that could do everything that Tatum could do right now.
I mean, when was the last time the buzz in this city was about the Boston Celtics, and it was this kind of buzz when it comes to getting to the finals?
I mean, I would say since 2010 when they
played the 08 Celtics.
Yeah, the 08 when you got Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen.
Yeah, but I mean, the other was you had a 10-point lead in Game 7 at LA in 2010.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
But, I mean, I think the biggest thing is that we're on the ground floor of it. We're not trying to hold on to it. We're not, like, one more year, can we get everybody together? Doc wasn't going to stick around forever. You have a coach in his first year. You have a team that's come together. And you have nothing but open space ahead of you.
I'm going to say it. You are watching the birth of a new Celtics dynasty right now here in Boston.
I mean.
And I said that just for NBA TV.
I believe it.
I didn't really mean it.
Oh.
Hold on a second. This is high-pitched Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
What's up?
Hey, Wiggy, so is Dossier still in effect if the Celtics win?
No. If the Celtics win, I think Dossier's is coming.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. It's gonna go.
All right.
Listen, on a serious note, Wiggy said it earlier. You are the Boston Celtics, and you advance past the Heat. You get yourself to the finals. This becomes a destination, which maybe it hasn't been. Superstar, NBA superstar destination in a while.
And Tatum becomes the guy that he now can talk to all those other players in the league and be like, yo, come play with me in Boston.
It's exciting. And so, Shyam, give me your picks again this week.
Yeah, I went over 208.5 for the game total. I just think, I mean, you've seen that both these first two games go way over that total. I think you'll continue to see that because I think the defense that we expected to be played isn't necessarily coming to fruition. It's more so creating a lot of turnovers, which thus creates a lot of fast break points. And so I also really like the Miami Heat team total over of 100.5. And then just keep an eye out for the Jaylen Brown points, because if that number gets a little too high, anything over 24, I'm going to hit the under, because he has just been hot and cold left and right.
And Wiggy, there's a question from Dirty Ronnie that he wants me to ask you in the Twitch chat. Do you believe Tatum for Kyrie is a good trade?
Would I trade Tatum for Kyrie?
Right.
No, I wouldn't trade Tatum for Kyrie.
Progress.
Listen, I think Kyrie on the court is a tremendous player, but Tatum has proven that he can do, and Jeff Goodman always talks about this when we have him on from The Athletic, and he's right. Find me another player in the league right now that can do everything Tatum can do. And Rich Keefe and I were talking about this. The only player that can do what Tatum does.
Congratulations to Rich Keefe. Dad times two announced yesterday.
Oh, yeah, really? That's right. Yep. Congrats to Rich.
How many weeks is he taking off this time?
I think 2023.
Yes. He gets mad weeks. But is Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard is the only other player that when you look at has the type of package that Tatum has.
Okay.
Curtis, get your mind out of
that drop.
Can play defense, is a 38, 39, 40% three-point shooter, can rebound.
This is a new low. Wiggy told me to get my mind out of the gutter.
No. You notice how when there's a TV camera here, Wiggy instantly becomes the NBA expert.
Oh, yeah.
On the
I am. That's why I'm wearing my Celtics stuff.
He is positioning himself
and
for full television, but like full coverage. Look at him.
Okay, you have big feet.
I have my deep browns on.
Shocked he didn't wear the Super Bowl ring today.
I have my deep brown pumps on.
You got your deep brown pumps on.
Just for the Celtics.
If you're watching NBA TV, he was down on the Celtics up until 6 a.m. this morning.
He wanted Marcus Smart gone three months ago. Are you kidding me?
And then Marcus, you wanted Jason Tatum out of here.
There are an awful lot of people in this city who, if you ask them in December or January, they wanted Marcus Smart gone.
Yes.
And you don't want that now.
And nobody wanted Tatum gone but you. Yeah. No, because I think Marcus Smart has bought into, you know what? I know where I am as a scorer on this team.
All right, Wiggy. Also, There is some food here this morning. I
yes,
know that's
I've already
the best,
ate.
That's the best part of the week for you.
You okay. already ate?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I already.
The question is, did you shine?
I had a bite because I've been actually, you know, working. Wiggy scarfed out a whole plate.
I can multitask. Did you have the honey chicken?
I'm going to show this.
So I had a bite of the hot.
I'm going to show this on Twitch.
Oof.
I want to thank everybody at Lily Peas because they're doing a benefit event this weekend for the Greg Hill Foundation. And so they dropped off some chicken and some slaw and some potato salad.
Love slaw.
So what was, you got a review here?
Yes, the honey chicken was my favorite.
That was it?
And the slaw with the pickles. They must do their own slaw because chicken and slaw, you know, that goes together. That's like, I guess that you would say that's like Tatum and Dame Lillard. They go together.
Well, I'm here in the freezing cold getting free chicken sandwiches because the food tastes great. I mean, it's chicken. It's fried chicken. I like fried chicken.
All right, so at Lily Peas, which is in Cambridge, tomorrow, it's the all-you-can-eat chicken spring fling, and a portion of the proceeds goes to the Greg Hill Foundation. So there's live music by the Salted Herrings, and it is going on tomorrow over at Lily Peas from 4 until 9, and we thank them for the food and thank them for doing something great for charity. So.
Do we have time for a quick douche move ruling?
Oh, yes, we do. Absolutely. Let's get to it.
And now, another episode of Douche Move.
Ha, what a douche.
All right. Last night at Fenway Park, big night. Story had a historic night, three bombs. But for a happy couple, there was an engagement on the Jumbotron.
Okay.
Is proposing via Jumbotron at a live sporting event a douche move?
Absolutely.
Totally. Not. I think it's great. I love to see.
You love love.
I love young love.
Don't you
love
love?
I love love. And when somebody.
You love young love.
I love old love
too,
right?
You love old love too.
But like, it's like him showing his love for his lady. And I think that now, you know, think about how many brownie points he gets for that.
No.
That's why you people.
My girlfriend would murder me on the spot, right there.
It's a very private moment. I mean, you're choosing the person that you're going to spend the rest of your life with.
But
I mean,
it's all about the proposal nowadays.
Do you consider it, Curtis, would you consider it a douche move if you do it anywhere in front of other people? Like, what if you do it at a restaurant?
If you're at, like, your first date restaurant and it has a special meaning to the two of you, I understand that. I also wouldn't have an issue. Like, I think a great spot would be a lighthouse.
Yeah.
I think those are perfect for engagement.
What if it's at a lighthouse with a professional photographer there?
That was a happenstance.
that was just a coincidence?
That's spontaneous.
Liam happened to be on a walk. No, I think public is... I mean, I understand you're at a beautiful spot. You know, if you're right on the water in downtown Boston, out past the Seaport area, and you want to get on a knee behind the federal courthouse, God bless you. Yeah. But Fenway Park, you have to coordinate with the team.
Mm-hmm.
And... It wasn't even the biggest game of the night. If you're going to propose, you have to do it a Celtics playoff game.
Yeah.
You can't do it against a Celtics playoff
But what's
playoff
the first
game?
Thing people ask you when they meet you and Jess?
They'll say, where do we get engaged?
Right.
No. Right. They'll say, where do we... I teed you up to say, what the hell are you doing with him? No, but they say...
They ask if Curtis is sick, and this is some kind of a wish that he has.
Jess is not my granddaughter.
But usually they say, where did you guys meet?
Your walker?
Where'd you get engaged? Those type of things. And women love to tell the story. And so what better way to tell the story of, you know, we were going to the Red Sox game. I had no clue. Next thing you know.
Problem is if you do it like at a Red Sox game like last night and congratulations to the happy couple. And it doesn't work. Like all your friends have seen, like the massive public display of affection,
right?
And then the thing doesn't work.
Mrs. Wiggins want to be overshadowed by Trevor Story's three dong night?
Probably not.
I mean,
excuse me.
It's a lot of dongs.
A lot of dongs in there. How big is the dong?
All right, I've lost.
No, I think you're probably right. I know it's a well documented D move. If you do it at somebody else's wedding, sometimes people will do it at somebody else's wedding.
So, right. That's
can one you thing. Fake it at Courtney's? Like get someone to do it.
Yeah. Bobes?
Yeah.
You want me to get Bobes to do it?
You should have Bobes propose to one of the waitresses. And just
By the way, I was told yesterday, and a lot of people, unfortunately, were unable to enjoy the program during the pandemic for obvious reasons, so you may have missed this, but I'm told this is the one-year anniversary of the near-fatal fall that Bobes took at Stats.
Really? Oh, what a night.
When we had our night out. Maybe Amen, our vice president of Twitch services, Amen Corner, can find the Bobes falling at Stats security camera footage and share that on the Twitch feed in honor of the one-year anniversary.
I mean, that night was just a wild Classic. Night. Well, Kendra was in the heat of it. It was this wild collection of people.
Yeah, I forgot about that. So that was right towards what we thought was the end of the pandemic, and we did like a Bruins watch party or something.
Yeah, we went to Stats. The Sliders were there briefly.
Oh, yeah.
You could only sit down.
Right.
Right? Like it was still mid like guidance at the restaurants and the bars.
A strict limit of people inside.
Yes, yes.
Wild night.
What, Derek the Steelers fan was there?
Yeah, Danielle was there.
Danielle was there. Everybody was there. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and
that's
I left after having a Diet Coke and I was accused of stealing.
Yeah, you left once the check came. Ken was there.
Yeah.
He went down hard too.
Oh yeah. My God! Maybe we can come back with the Castig play-by-play to commemorate it.
Are you in the Twitch chat?
Yes.
Ken is in there.
What happened?
Is he in there?
And Ken says it was my end of COVID party, Greg.
Oh, also, yeah. How the money so fallen.
It was his end of COVID party.
Sorry.
It was the first time Ken went out in the public, though.
Yep.
It really was.
It was a wild time.
It really was. So, All right. We are going to take a quick break. 1 week from today, the next road show. We're in Keene, New Hampshire at the showroom.
Yep.
And I hope you'll join us there for breakfast and guests and all that stuff. That's 1 week from today. The Keene Road Show presented by Harbor One Bank.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Twitch, I was not around on December 3rd, 1963.
Are you sure?
I was just a gleam in the old man's eye, as the saying goes.
December 3rd, my mom's birthday.
Really?
Look at that.
Oh, happy birthday in advance.
Yeah, Maria.
Mrs. Curtis. By the way, a suggestion from a listener via the text line that we call Courtney and find out how hungover she is on the morning after the first night of the bachelorette party.
Well, we have another story, so we're officially over the 12 that was predicted by Shrammer.
Oh, we are?
Okay.
She is at a restaurant. It doesn't stipulate which one, but there's a bar. There's liquor bottles on the wall, wherever
they are. Should we just call her?
Yeah, call her live on the air.
Shime, you got Courtney's number?
Dialing it up now.
Okay, all right. Right.
You have to pay extra long distance to get someone on Nantucket.
Is it technically a work day though if she answers the phone? I don't know if she's gonna be she's got vacation days. Is it intruding on somebody's bachelor?
Yeah, technically
maybe?
It is.
Yeah, I'm fine.
But she jumped in the text message early, the group text. Yeah, so she kinda put herself in the position like I'm not really on vacation.
I want to know what the day's activities are. Like, they're probably going to that wine painting thing that they do, you know, where, or maybe they're going to paint some sort of a nude model.
That'll be tonight, sip and paint. Oh, those things get wild.
Did you get her, Sean? Was she okay with coming on?
Ghosting us.
I think they'll get really crazy tonight.
I wonder how hungover she is right now. Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
How is it?
Oh, it's just
It's lovely.
Is it electric?
Well, last night was, you know, very intimate. We just went to dinner at Nautilus and had some champagne. Shout out my parents for sending that. And now we're having a lovely breakfast waiting for all of the hooligans to show up.
I see.
Yeah, see, last night was chill.
What are the activities that are scheduled for today? We were guessing it was the sip and paint thing with the nude model. Do you have that?
Oh, no, okay. Not today. I got the itinerary. So today, while people are showing up, we're getting into our Airbnb. We have a private chef this evening.
And we have a PJ party
with some surprises.
A PJ party with surprises?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Did you know in advance? Did you bring your pajamas? I mean, I wouldn't know. Yeah. I wouldn't know to bring my pajamas. I sleep in the nude. I don't know if you know that.
Well,
Curtis.
We know.
Is that after they go out to the club?
You seem to bring that in once a day.
Yep.
Is that after you guys go out to PJ potty?
No, that's their
event. No. And then we could go out after that.
Okay.
I see.
Yeah. But yeah, and then tomorrow we're bopping around. There's a big party tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. You and Kennedy Stidham, is that her name? You like to bop around. Bopping around is the thing.
Oh, I would love Kennedy Stidham to show up.
So when's the go?
And Scott, we would be fast friends.
Courtney, when's the go hard night? Is it tonight or tomorrow night?
I think both.
Okay.
Like tonight, we're at breakfast right now, and I just ordered a drink. So
all right,
9:52.
What do you? What'd you start with? A mimosa.
Oh, no, I go straight to the tequila.
Tequila sunrise.
Good for you. Excellent choice,
margaritas.
Courtney.
Also, I'm sorry?
I said excellent choice.
Oh, thank you, Shime. And it looked like Santo was preoccupied last night.
Yes, I ran into Santo, and I wanted to make sure that he was okay because I know he misses you. And so we went out for a little bit last night to watch the Celtics game, and everything is A-okay. He's ready to head off on his bachelor party. So everything's fine. So.
Good. Thank you for occupying him.
No problem. All right. Well, and then so you got all that stuff today. We did an over under on. Oh, I can't tell. I don't want to tell.
No,
him
you
about
can't
that.
Tell him.
Okay,
no. Yeah, we have to have it. We have to have it without prejudice.
Don't, yeah. Don't say that. Don't say that.
Oh, you know what was really nice last night? Leon tried to send a round of drinks, but we were already gone out of the restaurant.
Oh, was Leon down there?
No, I wish. But he called the restaurant we were at to try to send drinks.
Okay.
Oh, Greg, why is everybody in Courtney's life paying for drinks, but you, her colleague and mentor, are not buying anything?
I'm saving it. I'm saving the big splash for the end.
Oh, okay.
Greg likes to be the finish.
Seems like they'll find the Tommy Tabs very easily.
Oh, yeah.
I hope not.
Is Tommy Tabs down there?
I don't believe so. Okay. He reached out, asked where he could send drinks.
Wow.
Wow.
Drink it for free.
Follow along on Instagram.
There we go. Courtney, you should have to pay for a drink all weekend.
All right.
Well, thank you.
All right, have fun.
We wish you great success. Yes. We wish you great success with your bachelorette party. I hope everything goes swimmingly.
Thank you, and great job with the Paul Pierce interview. I'm very proud of my coworkers.
Yes. He was awesome.
Yeah, he was.
He was great yesterday.
Yeah.
All right, enjoy the night. Enjoy it down there. We'll see you on Monday.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Okay, there she is. Everything is A-okay with Courtney.
By the way, how much money would you pay to have Dale jump out of a cake at the PJ party?
He's Dale here. He's going to arrive dressed as the professional chef. Like she said, they had the personal chef coming. Right. That's going to be Dale. Have the little chef hat on and the nice apron. No, he's going to have the dad is the cook. What are those aprons that you used to get for
Kiss
your father?
The cook.
Dale, imagine Dale arriving with wearing nothing other than a Kiss the Cook
That's it.
Apron.
It's like the people you see at the hospital that wear the hospital gowns and then they walk out the room and their ass is showing.
Like, you know, Nesson sent me over here, told me there was a shoot or something. I didn't know it was doing this.
But it won't say, his won't say Kiss the Cook. It'll say Kiss Bobby Orr.
What Dale's really should say, how he feels, which is Kiss My Ass. But he doesn't say that in public.
He's going to arrive with 16 signed copies of his latest book with Sean Thornton for the ladies. All right. Well, great show today, guys.
That was fun.
Great weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Gresham Keefe is next. Go Celtics.
Big weekend.
Enjoy your weekend.
Yes.
Congratulations to Breece.
Yeah, I want to.
Yeah, congrats.
I got to tell you, one of the great comebacks of all time. It was touch and go early with Breece Hill. He got a letter kicking him out Christmas of a freshman year, yeah. And the kid rallied. And
that's it.
And one of the great comebacks of
good
all
for
time.
Him.
So, awesome.
Could not be prouder of my son, and I can't wait for
graduation. Hydrate before the
yes.
ceremony.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be hot Saturday. I'll be poolside at the Omni. Thanks to my boy, Mocky Mock.
Okay.
You'll find me there.
I'm going extra deodorant, Curtis, if you're wondering.
I don't think you need deodorant. You're going to need more than that.
Axe just went out of business.
We will be back Monday to talk about Celtics Heat Game 3 and other things. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you for watching on Twitch.
Like Batman and Robin, Tom and Jerry, peanut butter and jelly, Fenway Franks and ice cold beer. There are a lot of things that are great together. Every Tuesday in May, you can win two tickets to an upcoming Red Sox game every hour, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's Two for Tuesday on WEEI. Win your way into America's most beloved ballpark. The local call of every Sox game can only be heard here. Tickets every hour on Tuesdays from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. can only be won here, along with free parking at Prudential Center, the home of the Red Sox. And Two for Tuesday, WEEI. WEEI, New England Sports. It's original.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.